हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम राम राम। सो हाउ डज वन बिकम अ वुमन? व्हाट इज योर आइडिया? हाउ डज वन पर्सन बिकम अ वुमन और अ मैन? बिकॉज यू गेट अ फीमेल बॉडी, सिंपल। What is the difficulty in that answer? I'm not asking very deep, philosophical, confidential, gooey question. Simple. Female. Because I have a male body. I think I'm a male. But neither you are female, neither I'm male. That you should understand. Because we are not this body. The basic principle of the philosophy tells us we are not these bodies. Neither I am a male nor you are a female. Then who are we? Who are we?
Soul.
We are soul. So what is the sex of the soul? Soul has no sex. But by constitution, the soul is to be enjoyed. There is something called bhokta and something called upabhogya. One is the enjoyer and another is to be enjoyed. So all of us are meant for the enjoyment of the Lord. So by constitution, in that sense, we are all females. So when Lord Shiva came in Raslila, running from Kailash, you know, he wanted to enter the Raslila area where Krishna was with the gopis and they were about to dance. So he was stopped by the gopis. And so you can't enter because you are a male. Only one male is inside. No other male is allowed here. All are females. So there's a great message in this story. Please hear very carefully. Lord Shiva is Mahadev, not an ordinary man. He's such a great personality. Even his father Brahma also worships him and addresses him as Mahadev, the greatest of all demigods. So. I am told ki no, only females can go inside. And then I ask ki, so what is there any chance for me to go inside? I should ask na, is there any backside or whatever can get inside? He said yes, if you become female you can get inside. So immediately I'll say Hare Krishna, thank you very much. I don't want to get inside. This is my first reaction. But Lord Shiva said, really? How to become female? Tell me immediately. He had no hesitation. He had no pride of being a man. He never thought what my wife will think if I have to become a female. He only wanted to serve the Lord. He desired not to go and enjoy in the Raslila. He wanted to serve. So he had no hesitation. Neither he was attached to his male body. He was only attached to service of the Lord. That is why there was no hesitation from his side to ask how I become female. How should I become female? What is the way? Looking at his eagerness, even immediately the gopis told him that you go across Jamuna and there's a place called Mansarovar. Mansarovar is a place where we went one time in Yatra, where Radharani cried out of anger one time on Krishna. Krishna came late for Raslila, she got angry and she went across and she cried. And with her tears, that whole pond is formed. Very beautiful place. It's very deeply, spiritually surcharged place. And very beautiful place also otherwise, scenically also. See, Lalita Devi told him that you please go and take bath there. And you will achieve the body of a woman. And then we will let you in. So he was not in two minds. He was not in confusion. He didn't have embarrassment. He didn't have any ego issues. He didn't have any problem. He just ran like a mad. Went across Yamuna, went in, then immediately jumped in the Manasarovar, immediately became female. First time they came running back at the gate of the Raslila, all the ladies laughed loudly. Why they laughed loudly? You must remember the story. Why they laughed? Now he's become female, na? So what is there to laugh? Because the snakes didn't become females. The snakes were there only. Imagine a beautiful girl, you know, with so many snakes on her body. How will it look? He became a very beautiful gopi, very attractive, beautiful, fair colored, complexion gopi, but with the next didn't have that consciousness. So Mansarovar doesn't make everybody a gopi. Mansarovar makes those people gopi who have that bhav within inside the heart, you know, to serve. So he became gopi because he was eager to serve. Snakes were snakes. So snakes thought they are snakes. So he remained snakes. If you think you are a man, then you will remain a man. If you think you are a woman, then you remain a woman. But if you think you are a devotee of the Lord, then you will become devotee of the Lord. Devotee of the Lord is beyond male and female differentiation. So then she laughed and he didn't feel embarrassment. Why are they laughing at me? What is this embarrassment, you know? As it is, I am Mahadev. As it is, I have accepted your proposal. As it is, I didn't say anything. As it is, I became a female. And they are still laughing at me. This is not good. It's not good etiquette, no? They should appreciate me, what I am doing. He had no problem. He had no problem at all. Even if they were laughing at him, but they were not laughing at him because of snakes. They were actually lovingly appreciating. He is so much sincere, so much eager to do whatever is needful to serve the Lord. Even if it means to become a woman, he is ready to become, to serve the Lord. So then they all got together out of great love and affection and appreciation. They got together and they dressed him and did his shringar. Flowers, nice dresses, dresses. They put nice veil. Huh? Veil means, what do you call veil? Sanjay, apna kya hai? Ghungat. Achhi tarah se karke. They decorated him very beautifully. He became Gopeshwar Mahadev. He became Gopi. And then they gave chamar in his hands, in her hands rather. And then Lalita Devi held her hand and took her right inside the Rasa Mandala, the core, the inner circle of that, where Radha Krishna was standing and everybody was serving them. So there this gopi went and she served Radha and Krishna by chamar seva. And while doing chamar seva, how do you sew? Do like this? I mean like this. So in between you get a chance to see also, no? Chamara Dulaba Kachandra. While doing Chamar Seva, he is observing the beautiful face of Radha and Krishna. Long time he did that Seva. And then he came out. So this was like trailer for him. And then she was taken out again. And she was told, "Oh Lord Shiva, then now you please remain here only and guard the Ras Lila arena. Become the guard. So that this Leela cannot be disturbed by anybody else." So he remained there only. At the outskirts of Ras Leela, Ras Mandal, there is a mandir called Gopeshwar Mahadev, where daytime it is Linga and nighttime it is Gopi. They dress him as a Gopi. Very beautiful sari and kumkum and face and, you know, ornaments and garlands. So beautiful it is, so beautiful. Of course, when we go there, we can't see both. Either we go in the morning, so we see Linga, or we go in the evening and we see Gopi. Both things we cannot see, but many people who have gone, they have seen. In the evening time, they decorate him as a gopi every day. And time for Ras Leela begins. So if it is a woman's day, you have to understand that we shouldn't be attached to what we have temporarily. Next life, all of you can become males. If you are too attached to your husband, you will become male next time. If I am too attached to my wife, I will become woman next time. It's like that. It's a fact. Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tejati ante kalevaram. Whatever you think of at the moment of death, too much attachment, you achieve that position. So this what I have tried to convey to you is that being man or being woman, it's all changeable. Nothing is constant, you know. Nothing to be proud of. Even beauty, nothing to be proud of. It will also go away or it will come back again, whatever. It can always be there or may not be there. We are not having anything permanently over here. So we should not be attached over here. So if you want to really understand the bhav of a woman, what is the bhav? What do you think is the nature of a woman? No, you all are women, so you tell. They have vatsalya. Vatsalya is motherly affection. Right? She said loving and caring. What else is there?
High level of tolerance.
Shyness is the ornament of a woman. Scripture says that Shyness is the ornament of a woman. If somebody is shy, she will be very greatly respected. If she is like shameless, then nobody will respect her. You know it, right? And she said one very important word, chastity. Do you know the power of chastity? If somebody is a chaste woman, you know, she can enter Brahmaloka, topmost of material planet. Satyaloka it is called. Satyaloka or Brahmaloka or topmost of the material planet where Lord Brahma lives, the creator. You can enter that place and live there for 3 trillion 11 billion years. You can live there. Only by the power of chastity. Or for a man, the Brahma, he can enter Brahmaloka. That is the power. You know, what to speak of devotion? If you have devotion along with that, you can transcend even Brahmaloka and go back to the kingdom of Supreme Lord. That is the power. And that very chastity is being lost today. In the name of liberation, in the name of women's lib. What is being lost is actual womanhood only is lost. Isn't that true? If you see, we are not against women. Neither our scripture or philosophy is against women. But what this women's liberation is doing is simply taking the womanhood out of women. Shyness nahi hona chahiye. One more thing you all forgot to mention. Another nature of woman is service. She is always serving. As serving husband, serving children, constantly serving. And it's not service means you are a very lowly person. You are a lowly person. It's not. Service is a privilege. Now the Lord is serving. What to speak of you and me? The Lord is serving his devotee. He becomes charioteer. He becomes Shudra for his dear Arjun. He didn't say, I am Lord. How can I become? I can travel with you in the chariot, but I can't drive your chariot. It's like, you know, I am telling, I come here and I say, I want to go somewhere. Mr. Mafatlal, please come and drive me. I want to go to Borivali, you know, please drive me. But by the way, jolly well he'll drive me, factually speaking. If I ask him, he will drive me there. He was in the same mood like the Lord has, you know. He's not saying that, you know, he's saying he's my friend. So I should not drive him. If he thinks I'm Mafatlal, then he'll say, no, I'm not going to drive him. But he thinks he's my devotee friend, my God brother. I should serve him, so he will drive me. Like that it is. That is what is wanted, you know. That is service. That service is not a... Guru Maharaj says that being servant is the greatest of all positions for anybody. Being das is much higher than money, wealth, position, power, influence, whatever you desire in this world. It is much, much higher than that position is to become das. Of whom? Of the Lord. Not of anybody else. To become servant of the Lord is the highest position. And what is the higher position than servant of the Lord also? Servant of devotees. Servant of devotees is higher than the servant of the Lord also. If you are servant of the Lord, the Lord may say, okay, theek hai, fine. But if you are servant of your devotees, he will become your servant immediately. He is waiting for the people who say that I am servant of your devotees. It's like if somebody comes to your house and honors you and gives gifts to you. You may say, okay, fine, thank you very much. But suppose he honors your son and gives the son the gifts. You will like it more than because you love your son and somebody loves your son. You love that person more than the person who loves you. You love that person who loves your son. So, we should understand there is a women's day today. We should understand what we should revive today. What do you want to revive today? You want to revive shamelessness, or you want to revive so many things which are women are not supposed to be doing actually. But in the name of equality, in the name of, only because all these things have come because the men have exploited women. That's why this thought of liberation and this and that has happened. Otherwise in the olden days nobody wanted to get liberated. They were so happy being chaste wives, and but the husband became unchaste. They wanted their wife to be chaste and they were running around 10 women. The wife was frustrated. So she was like withdraw. She rebellious. I don't want to follow anything of this. I don't want to serve you, serve your mother, serve your children, nothing. I want to get free. I don't want to be in bond of person like you. Or maybe not husband, but other men have exploited them. The country men have exploited them. The politicians have exploited them. So there's a hatred towards. So we want to fight with them. And we want to just crush them, and we want to defeat them, and we want to become equal to them, and then we will show what we are. So they get to or natural. When they become mother and they become wife, they are most satisfied actually. And unless these things are satisfied, the woman may become CEO of a company, multinational, but still can't fulfill her heart, you know. Her heart is always hankering for being a loving mother and a loving wife of somebody, and to be cared for by someone. That is the natural position. When they are cared for by a man, very well protected and cared for, they become very happy and satisfied. But they are under their own care, not under the husband's or father's care. They may be achieving great targets in life, but they are not satisfied with it. They feel always insecure, unhappy and dissatisfied. So there are so many great women in the world. There are very few, but very great women. One is Draupadi, one is Kunti, one is Anasuya. You want to hear what the power Anasuya had? Anasuya was such a great lady that her fame as greatest chaste lady in the creation, not on earth, as greatest chaste lady in the subject of chastity, she was glorified, and her fame reached the gods in heavens, and the topmost three gods, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, their wives became envious, because they were told, because they were thinking they are the most chaste. And they thought, you know, what is nothing wrong in thinking about it. But they were told by their husbands, I'm sorry, you are not the one. There is one on earth. She is a wife of a sage, a saintly personality. She is wife of the sage Atri. And she is Anasuya. And she is the most chaste lady. So they didn't believe it. They just wanted to, no. So the husband wanted to convince them that, actually speaking, you should accept that she is a great lady. So they went down on earth to test. Actually, they didn't want to test. They wanted to convince their wives that actually she is the one. So they went down for the sake of convincing them. And say they said, Bhavati Bhikshan Dehi. They became sages, sadhus, you know. With arms. So she came with arms. So they said, no, we have a condition to accept your arms. That you should be without any clothes. Inside, she brought the husband's kamandalu, his pot of holy waters. Every day a sadhu creates a holy water in the house for his puja. What he does is, he gathers water maybe from well, maybe from river or whatever, and he will offer a mudra like this and chant a mantra with the pulp of this finger touching the waters, not the nail of the finger. The nail is like a stool. This is the pulp. So this pulp he touches the water and chants a mantra, and through this mudra, all the holy rivers enter in that water. And with that water, then he will do achamanam, then he will do puja, he will do purification process, everything. So that is a great, even Brahma has a kamandalu. All sages have kamandalu because they create water in that for their purification. So she brought husband's kamandalu and took some water out of that and threw on this three men. The three men. They became children. You can see the power of a chaste lady. She just sprinkled the water on these three men like this. And they became babies, toddlers. They didn't have anything to do with it. No problem. So she removed her cloth and fed them nicely. And they became so overwhelmed as small babies that they didn't want to become men again. They said, you want to remain like that only, you please treat us as your children. And they stayed in her house for a long period of time, enjoying her motherhood and love and affection and feeding and everything. Long time passed. So this demigod, they become worried. Hurry, our husband went down. What happened to him? So there was no reply. There was no SMS. There was no mail. There was no letter. Nothing was there. No telegram. So they had to come down searching. And they knew that they have gone to this lady's ashram. So they went to Atrivinu's ashram. And they met her only. Sati Anasuya. Have you seen her husbands? Ever they came to you, to meet you? So she said that, see, they are playing over there. And they were playing the small, naked, small babies, you know, nice ball, something like thing. And imagine the creator of the universe, Mahadev, Shiva, Vishnu, they're all playing toys in the house of Sati Anasuya. So that time they understood that how much powerful she is, that she has made our husbands into babies. And she's giving them love of mother. And they don't want to, it's not forced on them. They want to stay like that. They didn't say, ki, no, 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 what world will say? I am Brahma and what people will say? What my wife will say if she looks at me like this? She will feel so embarrassed. No, they don't want to remain like babies. So then she said, no, we want our husbands back. So again she sprinkled water from her husband's pot and they became Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh. Because see the power of a woman? Just see. We don't understand that all of you have that power within you. Only you have to realize that. And create a situation in your life in which the power can be realized, you know. It's like a bulb. It's a very powerful bulb, 2000 watts. But the bulb has to understand, it has to go in a live socket. It can't be kept on the table. And it can't give light to you. The bulb has to go in a live socket, not dead socket. It has to be on. And then you have to put it. Then light has to come. So like that, all of you have that potency of 2000 watts. But it has to be put in a socket, which is live. Then it will reveal itself. Even after becoming Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh, they come back to their original position. And what they are saying? Ki, no, no, we are not satisfied fully. We want to again become your son. So that's why Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh gathered together, became one and became Dattatreya as the son of Anasuya. So Atri Muni and Anasuya got a baby called Dattatreya. You can see the power of a woman. It's like that. So chastity, tolerance, you know, inbuilt in the woman. These are great, great virtues. And these virtues only are exploited by men. Because they are tolerant, people just exploit them. But women are not to be exploited. They are supposed to be protected, they are supposed to be loved, and supposed to be cared for. Then they do their best in their life. If they are just left astray, then they are insecure, and they feel exploited, then they feel very miserable. And today is like that only. But still in our Krishna conscious culture, you will be very surprised to know, I became a devotee in Krishna consciousness first month or so, I don't know. First month only I went temple, I read an article, Role of a Woman in Krishna Consciousness. And that article was so nice, you know, immediately I translated into Marathi, that article. And I distributed to so many my ladies. Very beautiful article, because it was written down there that womanhood doesn't mean that you subjugate them, you control them, you exploit them, you rag them, and you get service out of them. Not like that. It was mentioned there that every woman should be respected as mother by every other man in the world except the husband of the woman. That was mentioned in there. That's why they mentioned in Hare Krishna movement, all the ladies are called as Mataji. Some people say, some young girl say, not Mataji. I only heard Nirmala Mataji. And she was, I'm not a Mataji. I am a school going girl, you know. You call me Mataji. In my childhood, only the Mataji was Nirmala Mataji. Big face, lady, big kumku, Shivaji Park, Sabha, and Satsang. And it's the only thing I knew. But then I understood that Mataji is, everybody is Mataji. And Chanakya Pandit says what is the sign of a knowledge? What is the sign of knowledge? Somebody's knowledge. I say, okay, Shri Dharvi is very knowledgeable. Or Mahendra Gauli is very knowledgeable. What is the criteria for that? So Chanakya Pandit says that we say that some degree, some big position, or some power, authority, you know, some ladies are there in the world who are CEO of this company, or Sonia Gandhi, the topmost powerful lady in India, like that. So he says that the sign of knowledge is three things. One is that you consider, listen carefully, don't sleep. You consider others' wealth. You are going? others, this here, this thing. You consider others' wealth as pebbles. पत्थर के समान. दूसरों का wealth is like पत्थर. मतलब it is very dangerous for me to consider this as mine ever. Second thing is to consider everybody's women, everybody, every lady in the world as mother. Paradareshu matruvat. Consider every woman in the world as your mother, except of course your wife. Everybody else is your mother. And third thing is, treat everybody as yourself. Atmavat. The way you like to treat yourself, should treat others. If you know this and if you act on this platform, then you are considered as Pandita. This is a sign of a real education. If you are considering yourself educated, developed, then you have to do like this. Consider others' wealth as poison, actually. Not as pebbles, I'm sorry. As poison. As poison. Others' wealth as poison. All other women as mother. And treat everybody as yourself. These three things we are practicing. And they are not about knowledge. They are about practice only. No? All these things are about practice. You have to do something about it. You can't just talk about it. Then you are considered to be a really learned and educated person. One of them is treating women as mothers. Because they are mothers. Because they, by potential, they are mothers. You know, Prabhupada said, I'll tell you such an important principle. Prabhupada said that if you get a male child, feed the male child breast milk for 5 years. Now you will say, this is too much. How can we do it? We are working women, we have so many jobs, so many responsibilities, and this is nonsense, you'll say. What is the psychology behind it? Then 5-year-old child is quite understanding. He understands, right? And when he, anytime he sees breast, he knows this is mother. So for a long time, till he grows up, if he understands that that person who has these two organs on the body is mother. So he will see everybody who has these organs on the body as mother. That is why he said male child should be fed 5 years breast milk. To the time he understands everything, starts understanding everything, he should be given breast milk. Maybe in the evening after coming from school, maybe in the night before sleeping, as long as possible, so that afterwards you will always treat every woman in the world as mother, not as enjoyable object. Nowadays men are trained to see every woman as enjoyable object, and that too for me. He feels everybody in the world who are women are meant for my enjoyment. So he is enjoying them by his ears, eyes, everywhere. By his tongue, by talking nonsense about them. And by his mind, by always imagining that I am enjoying with them. Because he sees them only as an enjoyable object. So this is a very lowly mentality. Lowly approach, lowly consciousness to see a woman. Jesus Christ says in Bible that if you see a woman with lust, you will burn in hell. Please refer one time. You study and you tell me where it is mentioned. I know where it is, but Jesus Christ says his eyes will burn with fire in hell if he sees a woman with lusty eyes. So, same thing our scripture is saying, same thing Bible is saying. But why Bible is saying so strongly? Because people are already doing that. So they have to be told strongly. If I tell goody-goody language, then you will still keep doing it. At a certain point of time, if your child does robbery one time, two time, three time, then you have to beat him with a stick. It may appear very harsh, but time requires that to be done. Otherwise, he will keep on doing the whole life. So like that, time was such when Jesus Christ was there. He had to use his harsh language so that men can wake up and understand what is going to happen to them. It's easy to look at a woman with lust right now. But it's not easy to go to hell and burn your eyes with fire in the end. Unless you are told the punishment, how will you wake up? Like that. So real womanhood is that which you should become such a woman that immediately by looking at you, others should develop respect, others should feel like mother. That is success of you being woman. Not that you are dressed up in such a way that everybody looks at you, I wish I could enjoy her, you know. I wish she could have been my wife at least for one day or at least for a few hours. If this thought comes, that means we have failed as women. Because we have invoked some nasty feelings in others' minds.
if we are the cause of invoking those nasty feelings in others, other men, because we have failed as women. But you will be happy and others will be happy and the world will be happy if you create a image of a mother, immediately motherhood, you know, in the eyes of people who are looking at you. So what is culture and what is education? It's training your children to look things like this. There is real training, not how to use mobile, how to use remotes and television and how to use sound systems and how to use car and everything you know about the car. That is not education. Education is this, how to look at things in life. Not as everything is enjoyable by me. Whatever comes on my way is meant for my enjoyment. We are supposed to see things with respect, in connection with God. And all women are supposed to be respected like that. Then we are successful. So you may think, hi, why Dr. Shanbhag is always talking about don't leave loose hair, don't do this, don't wear sleeveless, don't wear almost in the name of sleeveless, you know, so many things are there. Because I want you to be respected by others as motherly figures, you know. I don't want you to be seen by others as enjoyable figures. It's not good for you. So this lost culture, this destroyed culture, we want to somehow, in some unit, want to revive it nicely. And we can do it. It's not that we can't do it. Why get influenced by negativity of the world? Why get inspired by something which is nonsense and something which is detrimental to your security and your well-being? Why should you succumb to a culture which is destroying you as a person? Just because everybody is doing it, I'm forced to do it. Why should we do that? Don't we have our own consciousness, our own thought process, our own intelligence, our own decision that we want to make and how we want to... Why we want to get moved by people? Don't we have our own training or some own higher training principle for you? Then you are successful. And that's why I would actually request all men first to become that way towards women. As a husband, I should become that way respectful to my wife. Honor her for her services that she is rendering. Somebody feels nowadays that somebody feels she's too lowly to become mother, no? Because the husband treats the wife in such a way, you don't earn money, not valuable. You're simply good to only cook and take care of my children. The husband makes the wife feel useless just because she is only taking care of children and cooking at home. And he values her only when she earns money. So then wife will feel, no, I should get my dignity. I must go out and earn money to get respect. And then she slogs outside. She doesn't want to be among other men. She doesn't want to travel. But still she has to do it day and night so that she has to get some respect and honor at home. But if the husband starts giving respect because you are a good mother and because you are a good cook at home and you are happy at home, being with only family, taking care of them, she will not want to work. Cross your heart and ask your... All of ladies ask, if given opportunity, you should be at home, taking care of children. You all love to be at home. Believe me. You love to be at home. Anytime. But that's your nature. But Kali Yuga is such a way that, you know, Kali Yuga is... What to do? Kali Yuga is such a way that men can't earn enough. The wife has to support. This is like that. Nobody wants to marry if you're not educated. So everybody wants to get educated also. You need to be something to get married. So you have to become BSc or MSc or something, MBBS, something like that. Then you get a higher qualified husband and you can get a lot of money and live a comfortable life. So the world is pushing you with all these thought processes. So men, women are out working, trying to make career, this, that, sacrificing their children, leaving them in the crash. You know, so many things which are basic, they are deprived of children, and then you go out for career and do so many things and children are hankering for you, longing for you. I can give you an example. One time, child asked his father, father, how much do you make in 1 hour? Father was puzzled. Why is he asking me, how much do I make in 1 hour? So he said something, some figure. So he said that, I will arrange for, suppose you earn X dollars per hour, I will arrange 3X into 7 for you, 21x amount for you, and please give me every day 3 hours in the evening. Be with me. The son is hankering for father's association. And the same with mother also. This example is for father, but mother also is their example. When the child requires mother and father, they are out somewhere. When the child grows up, he doesn't need any more mother and father, but he is deficient in personality. So he is a crazy person afterwards, imbalanced person. And we are unable to give time because we are working. So I am not saying they should all quit the job and go home. But I am saying that even in the given situations, if you can revive some of these qualities of a real woman, then at least you will be happy to a certain degree, if not to full degree. In my life I had decided that even if I have to eat half a roti instead of one roti, I will like to keep my wife at home and eat half roti together. That was my conviction. Because I have four brothers who are elder to me and two sisters elder to me, and I am the youngest of all. And all of them got married before I even got my education completed. And I saw everybody, all ladies in my brothers' families, locking the children and going to work. Such a painful thing for me to see also. Every day morning 9 o'clock, she locked the children from outside, go to work. Something is made in the house, the children are supposed to pick up and eat. And then, like that. And then when they go to school and they come back, such a risk is there, she's not at home. The watchman is going to help you, or the bus conductor is going to help you. There's so much tension is there. Potlas ka ghari tu, kya karto hai? Everything is alright. So much anxiety is there. But then I decided, even if I am a poor man, I will not let my wife go out of house. In all the whole married life of mine, only few months in between, my wife was working with me in this hospital, in cafeteria. Okay? She and me would run the cafeteria. We would all work from 6:30 to 11:30 in the night. Couple of months. And then in that couple of months, my Guru Maharaj came to hospital one day. And when Maharaj was asking, so what is happening and everything. So I said, she's working with me here. So where is Anuradha? He said, oh, Anuradha also comes here only from school. And then what happens? I said, she is just wondering where to sit because everything is working place. Everything is, don't go here, this is admin, don't go here, this is IT, don't go here because this is cafeteria, don't go here, this is fire here. So she is frustrated, where to go? I have come from school and I have eaten my lunch. Now I don't know where to sleep also. And if I can't sleep, I am told not to go anywhere. So where do I go? So as soon as my Guru Maharaj heard, he said, tomorrow you are going to stop working. You are going to be at home, and when she goes to school, you have to be there to say bye-bye to her. When she comes back from school, you have to be there to receive her. Stop working. So immediately I stopped her job and sent her home. What is the principle? Because when the child goes to school, the child emotionally needs the mother at least to see bye-bye. Give a kiss and hug and have a good day, Baba, baby, and send her home. Send her to school. And when the child comes from school, the mother has to be at home. At least mother, if not father. To receive, to give a hug, and to feed. You may take the same food out yourself and the mother serves you. Is there a difference? There's a great difference. You may go home and eat yourself and your wife serves you. Is there a difference? There's a great difference. So what are we doing? We are sacrificing all these basic things in life, you know, basic emotional loving exchanges for some other things what we want to achieve in life. And then what happens? Our children don't look after us. When they grow up, we become old. They say, when we needed you, you were not at home. Now you need us, we are not at home. We are busy. We don't have time for you. You don't have time for us. No, no, for you we did all these things. For you we sacrificed everything. We also wanted to be with you. But sorry, because even though whatever you may say, we wanted you that time. You could not give us yourself that time. You can't justify. And naturally you are doing for your children only. But still, child may say, what we should do is, whenever we are with our children, we should be full-heartedly with them. That is called as quality time. That means when you are with you, I am with you. It's not like when I am with you, but I am not with you. I am on the phone, I am on television, or something I am doing. Somebody else is coming and talking to me. So then the children feel, this is my time. But this guy is taking this time. My time is taken by everybody else. There is no time for me. And I want my papa and mommy to play badminton with me. He says, I am too tired or I am too busy. So then, when you grow up and you old and they grow up and you feel that now they should look after me. I worked so hard, I traveled in trains, I did so much, I educated you, now you should look after me. Son will say, sorry mama, my girlfriend is waiting for me. No time for you. This is how it is. So, you know, we have to come back to our nature. The message today is to come back to our nature. What actually we are, na, should go back to that nature. Then you will be happy. It's like putting the fish back in water. Not put in fish tank with saints and with nice oxygen and nice shimple and nice colorful things and sand and everything. But the fish will say, I don't want all these things. No, I'll put some more red color shimple in it. Will you be happy? He says, no, Baba, I don't. Want to be in the ocean. Please put me in the back of the ocean. Don't want your golden and diamond fish tank. I don't want to be there. Isn't that like that? So similarly, how much ever you want to artificially aggrandize yourself, you know, to thinking that you'll be happy, but you'll not be happy. You'll be happy only when you go back to your nature. Your nature is to serve. Nature is to be protected. Nature is to be cared for. Loved for, you know, and serve the Lord, serve your close family members. That is your nature. If you give that up, then you can't be happy. So, what is the message for Women's Day? Who would like to revise? So, we want such women that they will be all worshipped by everybody else in the world, and we all have the responsibility to become such a woman, so that everybody will look at us immediately, feel respect in the heart. Immediate, first thing should be, respect should come. That kind of appearance, that kind of behavior, all of us must have. According to you, what are the faults in women?
They don't respect themselves. That is the first one.
They feel lowly of themselves. They feel they're too lowly. Unless they work, unless they decorate themselves, unless they put their hair loose, unless they dress up like everybody else, you know.
To serve others, they neglect themselves.
And neglect themselves. Yeah. They sacrifice. What are the faults, I'm asking? It's a joke, you know. This joke will tell you what is the fault. Sorry to say, I'm not trying to point fingers at you. All of you will agree with me. There is a joke. Listen to the joke very carefully, extremely carefully. The joke is of two lines only. Joke is like this, that two women came to one another and they never spoke. This is the joke. They never spoke. Two ladies came together. And they didn't speak a word. They didn't speak a word together, with each other. And this is a joke. It's not possible. So it's a joke. So the purport of this story is that women gossip a lot. They spend so much of time in life, you know, gossiping. Gramya katha ko bolte. Sanskrit mein usko bolte gramya katha. Gramya katha na suni be, gramya katha na koi be. The thing is that we waste so much time in talking something which is irrelevant, unimportant, you know, sometimes most useless things. But ladies spend so much of time and energy. It's called Udana Vayu. Udana Vayu is the Vayu which gives you power of speech, which is a gift of God to human beings, which is not with any other animals or, you know, they have only one sound they can make, or something like that. They can't speak language. So language is given to only human beings, and that energy is wasted so much. So that's why Kunti and Draupadi and Anasuya and Parvati and Saraswati, they are glorified because of that. Because they, what is important is to come over the negative effects of the female body. That means to transcend the bodily effect on your soul. When you become a spiritual personality, automatically you become less of a man, less of a woman, because you become soul. You revive your soul, na? So spiritual nature is revived rather than manly nature or womanly nature. What are we teaching, learning in spiritual life is, we are not trying to encourage your womanly nature or manly nature. We are trying to encourage your spiritual nature. What you are by constitution is a spirit soul. And when you cultivate spirituality, automatically you come over your womanly faults. No? Another point is, women are very emotional. That's why they can be easily exploited. They are emotional. As being emotional is a very wonderful thing, because being emotional is an easy way to attain Lord's mercy. You know that? The Lord is very attracted to spiritual emotions. And a man cannot cry very soon, but women can cry very immediately. Tears for men like me may take years to come out, you know. Tears may take years to come out of my eyes. So, but women, it is very easy. So this quality is very useful when you become a devotee of the Lord. Immediately, sentimentally or emotionally, you can win the Lord. But exploited by other men because they are emotional. That is why they require protection. Because this emotional nature of women is easily exploitable by others. Yes, sir. So, bachche ko kuch ho gaya, immediately they are like broken completely. Men can be broken, women get broken. So that is exploitable by men. It's like that. So I wish you all the best on the Women's Day on 8th March 2013. That you all revive your true womanly nature, which is helpful to you, and become respectable, honorable, and revive your true nature. Then you'll be happy and satisfied. Basically, I want you to see you very happy and satisfied, and feel completely protected and safe. The first criteria that in your life is, which will make you successful and make you do wonderful things in life, is when you feel protected. When you feel protected by husband or by father or by son in the old age, women feel this is very lowly of themselves to be, you know, under somebody's control. But scriptures say that pita rakshati kaumariye, bharta rakshati yovane, putra rakshati vardakye, na stri svatantra arhati. They should be never left alone. What is this misinterpreted as? See, this scripture is saying that women should be never left alone. They should be always controlled, either by husband or son or a father. They should be subjugated and controlled by these people. This not doesn't mean that. It means they should be cared for, they should be loved by, they should be protected by these three different people in their different stages of life. And then they can perform greatest in life. Everything is misinterpreted, misunderstood. And men also are very smart. They want to exploit this verse for their own benefit. So they will also interpret it in a different way. See, you're not supposed to be, you should be under my control. This is your situation now. What about the care? What about the love? Most important for women is emotional protection. You know that? When mother-in-law comes or when sister-in-law comes, what is the wife's expectation? My husband will protect me. Not pamper me, or not like throw mother and sister out and only adore a wife, not like that. But at least protect me when I am right and I am supposed to be cared for. That care, what they expect is that. You know? But today's men, you know, I tell you in my counseling sessions, so many my ladies come to me and tell me my husband doesn't want to pay for my child's education. My husband doesn't want to pay for my child's food. My husband doesn't want to pay for my child's clothes. So this is your responsibility. You have to look after. I am not concerned. This baby is your responsibility. Can you imagine? I can't imagine this, but still I have to counsel such cases, you know. No responsibility at all. You know, child is falling sick also. You are going to buy medicines and take her to doctor, not me. Child is having fever. That's why the AC is closed. Husband comes in the middle of the night, put the AC on and sleeps. So such is the condition, how a woman is going to feel protected and cared for and loved for, you know. What is your responsibility also, you don't take care then. And because of this situation only the women have become angry and they become rebellious and they want to take revenge and they want to fight back because they are exploited like anything. Shoshan, no? Shoshan is one word, and atrocity. What is the other word for atrocity? Atrocity ko kya bolte hai Hindi mein, Marathi mein? Atrocity is a very bad word actually. Atrocity is too much, you know. So they do atrocity and exploitation. So then women become angry. After some time they'll tolerate, then they'll bust out, you know. Then they will do something which is very heinous and very not acceptable. But the cause is men. They mistreat them. So anyway, you all should pray to the Lord that Lord should provide you a situation where you can be a true woman. Protected, cared for, loved by. No. That let the Lord create a condition so that you can become like a real woman. Otherwise, even if you want, the situations will not let you become a real woman. So pray to the Lord. Chant the holy name and pray to the Lord that He creates for you a situation where you can really revive your true nature and be happy and satisfied. You know, and don't die in a very unhappy, dissatisfied, unprotected condition. Leave this world in a very happy, protected condition. Being loved to everybody. When you are loved, it's like cow, you know the cow principle. You go to any cow and you touch her. She does like this to you, immediately starts wants to hit you. What is the message that you get? Suppose you go to any village and you see a beautiful cow and you want to just go and touch her, and you know, and immediately she wants to hit you with her horns. What message do you get? Huh? That she's been mistreated by people like us. So she thinks you are going to do the same thing. That's why she feels that everybody comes and hits me or troubles me. Another guy has come to hit me or trouble me. So she wants to immediately protect herself before you touch her. And in other village you go and you touch the cow and the cow does like this. Do it here also. And you start scratching her and then she does here also. So you have seen the cow like that? You come to our Wada farm, then you'll come to her. Everybody will do that to you. Because then the message what you get is, these cows are loved by people. So they feel, everybody who comes like this, they love us. So they understand that this person also will love us. Like that, those women who are cared for and loved by their men, they will always give love to others whoever come to their house. And those men, women who are exploited, they don't like anybody coming home, you know, especially men. Just hate them. Because what the experience they get, that only they can give back, no? If they get experience of love and affection, they give affection and love only back because they have received that. You can only give what you receive, by the way, huh? Please understand. You can only give what you receive. You cannot give what you can't receive, what you have not received. You will only give what you will receive. And that's why if I am not received, I want to give their affection and love to others so that they will give in return that only, instead of hatred and instead of unwantedness and pain, you know, harassment. So I really wish and pray for all of you that Lord Krishna provides you a situation where you can revive your true nature. And for that, how we pray? We chant the holy name. We chant the holy name and through that we pray to give us the situation where we can revive our original nature and be in happy and contented souls. Hare Krishna. Any question is there? Any comments or question?
Yes, I have one question.
Yes.
You said that you give them an example, your counselees, they come in and say,
not counselees, the people who I counsel, who come as my patients or like that, not my counselees.
So in that case also, woman should be very just wife of that person.
So in that case, somebody else should do that loving and caring business. Father or maybe uncle or some respectable personality. Try to give affection to that affected lady.
I'm asking the role of the woman.
Her question is that if the woman is not protected and cared for by her husband, then she should be continuing.
What is the role of the woman in that case? In that particular women, as per the scripture, woman should be very chaste wife of the husband. So in this particular case, what should be the role?
There is a limit of everything. The woman tolerates and tolerates and tolerates and gives an opportunity to for husband to improve. But the husband goes beyond the possibility of explanation. Then some other men should go and counsel and try to encourage the husband to be whatever his role is. And when things become too much and maybe too difficult, then the best is, I would always tell ladies that just try to see if you are with husband who is not protecting you, caring you, loving you, nothing takes responsibility of anything, irresponsible, uncaring, unloving, everything, and having no husband at all. You just imagine yourself in this situation. Like for that particular lady also I told ki, it's easy for you to think I'll divorce and go away, you know, and take care of my daughter and child and I'll manage myself only. But I said there'll be 51 eyes on you that time. Now at least people know ki, she belongs to somebody. And nobody will dare to look at you because somebody is there, even if he's a crooked, useless fellow, but he's still bona fide, connected, is there. Because it is better to be suffering with a bad husband at home than to be suffering in the world altogether. Believe me, I cannot imagine, because my sister became a widow at 30 years of age and now she is 52 years of old. Last 22 years, in details I have seen what she has to go through, even though she has brothers like all of us. You know, we can crush people if you want. Neither we have five brothers, you know. But even though we live in the world, she still has to go through all the suffering that she has to go through, because one is in Chempur, one is in Dadar, one is in Mirarat, one is in wherever. Sometimes we go and meet her. Doesn't mean 24 hours we are at guards with her, you know, like bodyguards, five we are moving with her. She has to face her own music in life, because she has, now there is no label on her that X, Y is her husband. He is gone. And she knows that even though he is unprotecting, uncaring, suppose he was, it was better to have a husband next to me as my husband. Even though we don't have any relationship of any kind, no responsibility, no care, no nothing is there. But still, if you have a label of that husband on you, at least world doesn't trouble you as much they want to trouble you. So I put a situation to that lady, you know, imagine like this, that you left your husband, now you have a job, so you have taken a rent or whatever, bought a house, and your child goes to school and you are alone, your mother is with, come to stay with you. Just imagine this situation. He said, yes, more dangerous than what I am going through now. So better to be, I said, it's a better compromise and accept it, that what can I do? I cannot change my husband, so at least I protect myself. I am already victim of one. I don't want to become victim of 51. It's possible, na? Everybody is ready to victimize you in this world. Watchman se leke, anybody on earth want to victimize women. Sometimes you have to be a little vivari and a little intelligent to take care of yourself, you know. Mind is very angry because of the experience and what we go through. But in the worst of situations, you have to see, am I increasing in my trouble and situation, or I am decreasing my situation of trouble? In the angry moment, I am taking a decision, but is it going to increase my trouble of life or decrease my trouble of life? Truly, yeah? And you will come to know it is not so. Or you have to learn karate and become black belt. But that doesn't protect you 100%, by the way. Huh? 10 men come, what karate will do? If one person gun with gun, what karate will do? So, you know, ultimately you need protection. Like that. So we have to see intelligently, you know, ultimately we all suffer because of our karma or whatever connection we have, last life, this life, we don't know what's happening. This life is meant for suffering and getting purified. So accept it like that and, you know, pray to the Lord that this should be my last life. I don't want to come back again to experience a husband as a woman, to experience a wife as a man. I don't want to come again here. No, let me see next life, I'll become husband, I'll become man. And let me see, you know, how my wife will be. I'll give her what I didn't receive. I will give that lady. Don't come for any reason here. No reason is good to come here. The only reason should be get out. That's it. So pray. If you are really suffering, pray to the Lord.
don't want to come back in this suffering world again. I want to come to you, experience your love, affection, live with you and service to you. That's what we all want actually. Otherwise, in spite of loving people around you, still sufferings are coming in the form of disease, in the form of this, in the form of that, you know. Sufferings are never ending. Even if you have most loving people around you, the suffering is still there. So better to work on this and try to get out. Change your condition in life. But you will all come to know a situation where beyond this I can't change. Then a certain life. We all come to know. Your identity, my identity. Everybody's, you know, at a level, you try your best, but everything you can do best. And if you come to a situation that is iske aage kuch nahi kar sakte. You say that situation you should accept as the will of the Lord. This is too painful for me, but now as it, if you have put it to me, this is your last stage that you are saying beyond you can't change, then at least give me strength to live with it, and live with it, not live with painfully, live with gratefulness in the heart, live with gratitude. Thank you, my Lord. That I want. I don't want to go through painfully. Anyway, I have to go through. So not like this. Accept it with grace. Accept with the gratefulness in the heart. That strength you give me, Lord. And we can do that, no? Everybody can pray that. And Lord will give you that strength. Have faith that Lord will give that strength to you to accept that thing with grateful heart. And also with smiling face. Okay? Hare Krishna. Thank you, all women. I'm...